This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We got a sense this morning of how some of us have been spending our time and our money while stuck at home. Home Depot reported this morning, same-store sales were up more than 6% in the quarter ended in March, revenue up about 7%. In a lot of places, home and garden stores like that are on the essential list, which has let a lot of people do, you know, maybe some non-essential projects around the house, which has, by the way, been good for independent hardware and home supply stores, as well as Marketplace's Erica Barris reports.
When film and TV production shut down in Pittsburgh back in March, assistant director John Medeiros was out of work. So he decided to retile his front entryway and turn his attic into a yoga room.
You know, it keeps my mind active and it keeps my hands active.
He spent around $5,000 on supplies over the past couple months. Hardware stores have been busy keeping up with demand from DIYers like Medeiros. Therese Bourassa Bernier owns a True Value hardware store in New Bedford, Massachusetts. She says sales picked up when people realized something about the pandemic.
It was going to go on for a while. They're like, I got to get out of the house, you know, and they weren't going to sit and watch soap operas all day.
The biggest seller at her store? Paint. True Value reports that paint sales nationwide are up more than 20% over last year. Since we're spending so much time at home, we want to make it nicer, according to Trini Ahmed at the Center for Customer Insights at Yale. And in uncertain times, home improvement projects can give us a feeling of being in control.
Some sense of structure as our days kind of blend into weeks and blend into each other. And a home improvement project provides a very tangible thing to do. It has a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Same goes for gardening projects. Doug Satterfield owns Rollier Hardware near Pittsburgh. He's seen a huge boost in demand for seeds, topsoil, and stuff for outdoor decks.
Everybody's life was too busy before, and they just felt that these things weren't, you know, a valuable way to spend their time. But when people are sitting around not able to do anything, all of a sudden, you know, home improvement projects or putting a garden in the backyard sounds like a great thing to do again.
Or putting up a fence. That's what Amanda Rich in Snoqualmie, Washington has been doing. And while it's under construction, it's been serving a second purpose for her 4-year-old daughter and a friend who lives next door.
It kind of just provides like a marker for like, you know, you're going to stay on our side and he's going to stay on his side.
Perfect for socially distant water gun fights. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.